You're going to do it with Christian Kuhn here?
No.
You're a baby.
Wrong. It would be wrong to continue this, but if we were going to continue this, why would we be playing this song, Wendy?
It's the band Garbage,
right.
Another term for garbage.
It's trash, and it's Trash Wednesday, but I would not do that. That's something somebody who's not a professional would do.
All right, Christian Kuhn is here, the lead pastor at Urban Village Church. Are we going to get struck by lightning?
Yes.
You never know.
That's a great answer, by the way.
Yeah, well.
I want to thank you first and foremost for coming up here every year on Ash Wednesday. I tried to make it to 7:45 Mass this morning. I didn't. So it's nice to know that you are here to administer ashes. And if there are people downtown right now that maybe they won't get home in time for that last Mass at their church, you are out and about today distributing ashes.
I am out and about myself. Right from here, I'm going over near the Chick-fil-A on State and Lake, so grab your chicken sandwich and get mashed at the same time.
No, you can't eat meat today.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Excuse me.
I'm not Catholic, though, so I forget those things.
I am, and your denomination...
They've got to have vegetarian choices, don't they, at Chick-fil-A?
I guess they do.
Probably.
Get a salad. What faith are you?
I'm a Methodist.
Okay, so Methodist. Yeah. And Methodist ashes work on a Catholic? It's not a joke.
No, we get that question a lot, and I say yes. So I've joked, I think, in the past about we get our ashes from a Catholic gift shop, and so they are literally Catholic ashes, though I'm not Catholic. I think they're somehow can be imbued upon you.
I think Yeah. You're fine.
And last year we had the pastor from Old St. Pat's Church here, and he said that it was okay as well.
I think so. Yeah. Father Tom Hurley.
How did this tradition start? What is the symbolism involving the ashes exactly?
Yeah, several centuries ago. And so there are places in the scripture that talk about using ashes as a way to have acts of penance.
Mm-hmm.
And so to show remorse for sins that we have committed. And so this turned into a time of essentially a kickoff for the Lenten season where we think about, prepare ourselves to think about how we are as Christians and also to really explore who we are as humans. Part of the scriptures we read is from dust we came and to dust we shall return. So we think about what does it mean to be human, both the great parts of us, but also the things that we're not so proud of.
We're not perfect at all. None of us are. Certainly not me. And Bill was laughing at me when I was telling you off the air that I just feel the need to get ashes every year. And I don't eat meat on Fridays during Lent. It's just something that was instilled in me. And I'm not a great Catholic, but I try to get better every year. And isn't that kind of the whole reason behind this?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for, so in your case, to say, I'm a pretty good Catholic, I'm a pretty good Methodist, I'm a pretty good Christian, acknowledging that we wake up every day and do our best to try to follow in the ways of Jesus, but also we don't always get it. And so Lent is a great time for us to think about that and reflect on what are ways that we can deepen our faith.
We were talking about things that people give up for Lent, and remember the caller that called in, Bill, who said it's not necessarily always a food item or something like that, but to abstain from something that you enjoy to kind of just show your faith. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this year one of mine is I'm trying really hard to not use my smartphone as much during the day, especially on various social media things. So that's one thing. There are lots of different ways that people can abstain or fast. Others talk about, too, about taking on a practice. So if you're going to give up something, also think about what's something that I might be able to take on, like a more devoted prayer life or reading the scriptures a little bit more often or doing acts of service, things like that.
That's the best move, isn't it? Because then you're doing something good for the community or for other people.
And then you feel better, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a both and. So I encourage people to, if they're interested in abstaining or giving something up, to do so, but also to think about what's something that I can take on in its place.
I was telling Bill this yesterday, I believe. My dad died when I was 10 years old. He was only 46, real bad diabetic, was losing his eyesight. So I believe someone from Lighthouse for the Blind would take the train to Brookfield where we lived, and he'd find his way to my dad's house, and he was teaching my dad how to read Braille before my dad was losing his eyesight. So my dad wasn't a super religious person. He wasn't Catholic. However, when you're faced with childhood diabetes and you're not expected to live very long, he he wasn't born again, but he became filled with faith. Mm. So he would have the Bible, and he was losing his eyesight, so he asked me to read the Bible, and he would take this old reel-to-reel deck and record me reading it so he could just fast-forward to the various selections that he wanted. And
get to the good parts. Fast forward to good parts. Yeah.
Although for like, you know, an 8-year-old kid, none of it was really good parts. It's like, these tapes are somewhere in my sister's house. She's been looking for them. I have to hear them because I am utterly disgusted. I'm an 8-year-old kid, and it's like this little high voice going, "He cometh down into..." Are we finished yet? But I'm so glad I did that, and that's something that makes you feel good when you're helping somebody else. Maybe not at the moment.
But I'm sure your dad, too, is really powerful for him to be able to hear that, hear the scriptures, but also that his daughter would take the time to do that, too.
God, I hated doing it, and I feel so guilty saying that, but I really did, but I'm glad I did.
You didn't do the whole Bible.
No, he selected some various passages that meant something to him and would highlight them.
Did he steer you away from the long names that are hard to pronounce?
No, I think he thought it was cute when I'd trip up on him. You
oh,
know?
Yeah, it's fun.
But that, it does make you feel good. And I mean, in this day and age where I feel like everybody's mean to one another, maybe we can learn something. And it's not, I'm not going political parties. I'm just saying people are mean to each other now. Let somebody in when you got your turn signal on and you're merging. So maybe during this Lenten season, we can all think about being nicer to one another. Isn't that a great message?
Yeah, absolutely. I wholeheartedly support that.
All right. Is there a website to go to that people can find you? Because you and some of your people are out. You're not going to be at all these locations,
No,
correct?
I'm not. No, I'm not. Yes, go to our Facebook page. And so that's Urban Village Church Chicago on Facebook. And on there, we'll have all of our locations. We'll be there at noon hour today, during the rush hour later today. And actually, I will be at the outside Hamilton tonight from 6:30 to 7:30. So for anyone who is in that area, I'll be happy to ask you before you go in.
Now, are you going to the show? Is that
I've already gone. Though actually, last 3 or 4 years ago, when Book of Mormon was there, we were outside, and some of the cast members came out to get ashed before they went on. Now, I'm guessing they probably washed it off before they went on stage. But
here's why that's interesting to me. I think you already are ahead of me on this. But that's a show that some people consider to be kind of anti-religious, and yet the cast themselves were going and getting ashed up.
I love that term.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And,
What do you make of that?
That's a good question. I think, that's the arts, a lot of it. You're sometimes where you may believe something, but you're playing a character that doesn't necessarily jive with what you believe, and yet it can open up different and expand your notions of religion and what religion is, and in that case, in a different country and things like that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was, I took my 17-year-old son to see Book of Mormon, and there were parts that go against God quite a bit in a lovely little song that I felt very guilty about, but yet I enjoyed the play. You know, I was torn. Do Methodists feel as much guilt as Catholics do?
They probably could use a little dosage of more. but also, I think it's that balance between some people grew up in a faith where they did feel a lot of shame and guilt. And so we try to help people that's not constant for them. But also, sometimes guilt isn't a bad thing mm-hmm. for you to kind of think about. You were mentioning earlier about people are just mean to each other. And so if you didn't feel guilty about that, then I'd be really concerned.
Yeah.
But a little bit of guilt can go a long way.
All right. Well, I am ready to get ashes, and I think Elif is going to – are we going to just record this, or are we Facebook Live-ing it?
We'll do a Facebook Live.
All right. So
it's the reason the internet was invented, Wendy. People want to see you getting ashed.
Christian Kuhn in the studio with us, the lead pastor at Urban Village Church, located here in the city.
Yeah, we're in four neighborhoods. We're in the South Loop, Wicker Park, Edgewater, and Hyde Park Woodlawn.
And is there a Twitter account for the Urban Village Church?
There is, at UV Church.
All right. And will your schedule be up there as well?
The schedule will be on the Facebook page.
And give that again.
That's if you just go on Facebook and search for Urban Village Church Chicago, you should be able to find us.
All right. I know Steve Bertrand is going to get some ashes, too, last year. I like the whole getting ashed thing, Christian, that you've been saying, getting ashed. Mm-hmm. It's hipping it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll take a quick break. And Steve Bertrand, will you be part of this Facebook Live as we get our ashes today?
Sure.
I'll be nice to you. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. I'll never forget in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, all we are is dust in the wind, dude.
Yep. So true.
And, all right, Christian Kuhn is here, the lead pastor at Urban Village Church. And you will be out and about today distributing ashes to anyone who wants them. The best place to find the schedule would be the Facebook page. Just search Urban Village.
Urban Village Church.
Church.
Yep.
All right. Steve Bertrand is here. Are you going to get ashes too?
Sure. Yeah.
You are Wendy. You are Steve. I, of course, Christian, as you know, am without sin, so I don't need them. But I hope you brought extra ashes for Steve and for Wendy.
We can. I always know we can look to Bill Leff for.
Think about a sliding scale, though, where the person with the most sins gets more ashes. That would be a cool way of.
I had somebody this morning who had already been ashed but wanted to get ashed again.
Wow.
And so, yeah. So.
Wow.
See, that was my question, because I might be going to 7 o'clock Mass with my son tonight, and I'm going to walk in with ashes.
You can wash it off and like do it again.
I thought you were supposed to let it wear off on its own.
Actually, I did some research on this on a Catholic website. Like it says it's fine to – you don't have to keep it on the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
I like to show it to show that, look, I'm suffering too.
You want to walk. That's your suffering. So you want to walk into church with it. You want to have it on your forehead.
Yeah, but then it looks like, what's wrong with this girl? She's got a double dip here. How many sins has she done?
I need a lot of help, Father. That's what you can say.
All right. Well, I'll come over to your side and get my ashes on Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just calling it Ash Wednesday now?
Yeah, I think we need to. Right. Yeah. Of course.
You have to do a play-by-play.
I will do a play-by-play. And last year, Christian, I'm trying to remember the words you spoke because it's not the traditional blessing, right? You've chosen a different option.
Actually, I use a lyric from a Mumford & Sons song.
Yeah.
That fits really well with Ash Wednesday, so that's kind of my go-to.
All right. Now, I have to ask you, when you decide to do something like that, do you have to ask permission from somebody higher up to use that as the blessing, or is everybody good with that?
Jesus.
That's the boss.
No, I think people can use and be creative on the liturgy they use. I mean, there are some classic ones that remember that you came from dust into dust, you shall
right.
return. But for this one, when I heard the lyric, I thought, wow, that's such an Ash Wednesday thing. So I've used it and people seem to like it.
Oh, okay. All right. Wendy will be first.
Do I need to stand?
No.
I just want
no.
to be by the microphone.
Okay.
So.
All right. Go ahead.
Wendy, in these bodies we shall live, and in these bodies we shall die. Where you give your love is where you give your life. Have a blessed Lent.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Christian.
Yep.
Fast and easy. And now Steve. And Steve wants something from a different band, from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Do you have something from them?
Barry Manilow.
One song guy here.
All right.
Steve, in these bodies we shall live, and in these bodies we shall die. Where you give your love is where you give your life. Have a blessed Lent.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Now, I noticed with Wendy you did a cross, but with Steve you did the WGN logo. Is there a reason?
Does he have that tattooed somewhere? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's perfect. Who administered your ashes? You didn't do it for yourself, did you?
No, you know, and this is the thing. You don't have to be an ordained pastor to give ashes. So actually, my son gave them to me this morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and I asked him if he wanted me to give them to him, and he kind of said, after school, Dad. So... I'll give them to him later.
Can I ask, this year there's been a little bit of controversy. We talked about this off air, but I'm curious your thoughts about the glitter ashes. For people who don't know that story, what exactly was going on with the glitter ashes?
Yeah, there have been some churches that, in a way to show solidarity with LGBTQ folks and also to essentially have an opening into church for them to add some glitter to their ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been doing that. I know there are a couple, Holy Covenant United Methodist and Barry Memorial United Methodist have done that. We've chosen not to. I think for us, it's just a way for us to really get a lot from the traditional ashes, I suppose, and mm-hmm. thinking about our own frailty and humanity. But certainly we support those who do that.
Good.
Okay. If anyone's listening right now and they're at work, why aren't you working? Why are you listening to us? But if you're downtown, you can go to Urban Village Church's Facebook page
yep.
and find the schedule for today.
Correct.
Where are you going right after here?
Right from here, I'm going over to near the Chick-fil-A on State and Lake. And then tonight from 6:30 to 7:30, I'll be in front of Hamilton and offering ashes. And then from 5 to 6, we'll be at lots of different L stops throughout the city.
So throughout the evening?
From what? 5 to 6, they'll be there at lots of different L stops, and then my shift from 6:30 to 7:30, that'll be it.
Okay.
So
get it while it lasts.
That's right.
Get
Someone
ashed.
Is back at the home base still administering ashes throughout the day, even though you're out on the road. Somebody's at your...
You know, we don't have a home base.
Oh, you don't?
No, we rent spaces. We've been around for about 7 years, and so we don't own a building. And so we rent space in all of those neighborhoods.
Oh.
And so this is our... Chicago is our space. So we're constantly out and about.
It'll make you feel good if you believe get them. And if you don't, no one's going to judge you if you don't get the ashes. Let's be nice to each other.
All right.
Amen.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Christian. Great to see you again.
Good to see you, too.